Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Rob Parker with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, and I'm here today at Warsaw Lakeview Middle School, outside of the old high school for me, because where I graduated from. But I'm with Stacy and Allie, and we're talking about the senior expo and outreach that's going to take place here on June 3rd. Stacy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Allie?
Doing good.
Awesome. So this is a really cool event. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, a few people in the community decided that we needed to pull some resources together to help our aging community and let them know the resources out there for them.
And Stacy, you work somewhere this would be relevant for you. So where do you work?
I work at Paddock Springs.
Awesome. Okay. So some of those things that people could expect when they come here, what do you think you'll be offering to seniors?
Well, first thing, we're really excited to have a keynote speaker speaking on fraud.
Oh, that's so important.
What that looks like as the scams come through and what they look like, and then also where to turn once you've been scammed.
Yeah.
And how to get those things correct.
Yeah, there's so many different kinds of scams, mm-hmm. from AI voice manipulation,
right.
to
right.
you know, getting a text saying I owe so much dollars on my toll pass.
Yeah, and experience of my tech
yep.
Is that I even see some of those scams. I don't recognize sometimes.
Of course.
So
oh, yes.
I can
oh,
only
yeah.
imagine somebody that didn't grow up in the tech world
yeah.
not understanding that
yep.
for sure. So
yep.
we want to help out with that a little bit. But along with that, we also have tons of resources, everything from healthcare, nursing, hospice, hospitals. We have elder law activities, just things to do, mobile meals, things to just enjoy life as you're aging.
And I'm yeah. sure there's giveaways and people
yeah.
are going to have bags and things like that.
Yeah.
So it's really just going to
yeah.
be a great time.
Yeah. So we have, there's always some freebies coming
yeah.
along with these types of things
sure.
if you've ever been to one. So we're really excited for our vendors and sponsors to help out with that for sure.
Awesome. And Allie, I know this event wouldn't take place without some great sponsors. So who are some of the people who are helping to bring this event to pass?
Some of our local sponsors, it would be McCat and Sadler Funeral Chapels, Paddock Springs, Titus Funeral Home, Mason's Health. Goshen Home Medical is a little far out there, but they've been instrumental in helping with the planning process. Home Helpers Home Care, Red Path, Grace Village, and we still have some more incoming, so we're really excited to keep adding to that list.
Yeah, so we got a little bit more time. So if somebody would like to sponsor, how would they get a hold of you?
They can either reach out to the chamber and they can get you in touch with me, or again, you can give me a call or text me at 574-807-4364. Don't hesitate to reach out. We would love to have more sponsors for this event.
And vendors.
So I think you have a capacity of some upper 50, somewhere in that
yeah.
range,
mm-hmm.
and you
yeah.
guys are
mm-hmm.
getting pretty close to that
mm-hmm.
number, but
yeah.
you're not quite there yet.
We're doing well. We'd love to have some more and
sure.
some diversity of bring to the table what you offer this community
mm-hmm.
to help somebody live a good life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how you can help.
So, Allie, where do you work? Just forgot to ask you that question.
I'm the pre-planning specialist over at McCat and Sadler Funeral Chapels. So I help everyone kind of get all of that stuff in order, and they can ask me any questions and walk them through that whole process.
Yeah, that's a great service you provide, and so I appreciate all you do. Again, let's remind everybody, when is this event?
June 3rd.
June 3rd. Where at?
Lakeview Middle School.
Lakeview Middle School. And how can you get more information?
Go to the Chamber's website, Facebook, or reach out to any one of us.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for taking time out of your day to talk about the Senior Expo and Outreach. See everybody here on June 3rd.
All right.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor. nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
When a child is diagnosed with cancer, the last thing parents should have to worry about is how to pay for it. This is a St. Jude moment.
Calvin got diagnosed June 10th of 2018. He has rhabdomyosarcoma, a soft tissue cancer. One oncologist told us if it was my son, we'd go to St. Jude. And within 24 hours, we were on a plane headed here. It's hard to fathom what St. Jude has done for us. They've really given our family hope. For the donors out there, it's just amazing. I never thought we would be in this place. And it's people like you that help us and help St. Jude provide for a family like ours. St. Jude is like the gold at the end of a rainbow. And we are so grateful and thankful for everything.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
First Responders Children's Foundation takes care of the children and families the brave ones leave at home. Help us help them. These are the beautiful voices of police officers, firefighters, nurses, and teenagers who remind us that we can come together and create harmony and unity. Brave to 24365 to learn how you can help your first responder community today.
Hi, this is Rob Park with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, and today I am with Donnie Barton from Abate Kosciuszko. Donnie, how are you?
I'm doing really good, sir.
Yeah, good. Now, I say Abate Kosciuszko, and not everybody knows what that is. Oh. Tell me a little bit what that is.
Abate alone is Motorcycles Right Association. We are aimed toward education of motorcycles, riders throughout the whole state. You got them in each county and other counties too, as far as other states.
Yeah. So your main focus really is about safety of the motorcyclist in our community and bringing awareness to those of us that are in vehicles. And you had a fun term that you use for those of us that drive cars and trucks. That's called
as a biker, we call them cages.
All right. So we're in caged vehicles and you are cage free.
Exactly. today I'm not.
Yeah, I understand. It's going to rain, so I totally get that. But when we're driving, many times we're not aware of our surroundings. We get eye blind because we go the same path every day. And I know it's your passion and mission to really make sure that the rest of us are aware that motorcycles are really in the lanes. They're out at the, and it's beautiful. It's warm today. I mean, it's gorgeous today.
This morning it was beautiful.
It was beautiful this morning. So as the temperatures get warmer, I know more and more people are going to be riding their bikes and going cage free.
Exactly, and that's our biggest thing right now. You know, at the beginning of the year, spring coming out, and the motorcycles are getting out there.
Yeah,
and we just want cages to be aware that we are out there.
Yep. Because May is a special month, right?
Yeah, it sure is. We do Motorcycle Safety and Awareness Month proclamation with the county commissioners. We do it with the state. So we just proclamate it that it is Motorcycle Safety Month and to be aware that we are out there. And, you know, we're little. We're not as big as a cage. So, but we need our whole lane we're riding in.
Yeah.
So just be aware that we're out there. We need to be seen too. We need to make sure that we are seen as far as reflective gear, you know, make sure the motorists see us.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Do everything you can to be seen. And for those of us who don't have motorcycles, just be aware that there's other people. And it's not just motorcycles. There's people riding bikes, and the growth of bicycles and e-bikes is going to create even more people that are cage free.
Absolutely. Example, back in March when the weather did start getting nice, we already got 3 accidents up, you know, north of us on motorcycles. So yeah, just be aware out
there.
Just
be aware. That's all we ask. Let's be aware. Now, you guys have done some really cool events recently. Tell me a little bit about what you've done and if you have anything else coming up.
We just did the highway cleanup. We've been doing that for 15 years.
It's great.
South of Warsaw here. We enjoy that when it's not wet out. same with riding. And we also did a bowl-thon back in April. The 1st of April, we did a bowl-thon to raise money for our organization. And coming up, we got the blessing coming up. The Sunday, we'll be all riding down to Napanee to bless our bikes for this summer coming up.
That's fun.
Yeah, that's really neat.
That's
cool.
The
CMAers come up, which is Christian Motorcycle Association.
Yep.
They come and they bless each one of us and our bikes, put a little sticker on it, you know, so we've been blessed for the year.
That's awesome. How many people show up for something like that?
We probably, I'd say 300 to 500 people.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
And, you know, here in Kosciuszko County alone, we have near 300 members.
That's awesome.
And about almost 10,000 members in the state of Indiana.
That's powerful. Well, Donnie, is there anything else we should know?
Yeah, we got a Hog Waller coming up, too.
Oh, those are fun.
Yeah, at the end of June there. So we do that every year. This is our 43rd year of Hog Waller. You know, A-Bait is 50 years this year.
Yeah.
So we've been going strong for a long time.
So where if somebody wanted information about that or if they wanted to attend, how would somebody get involved or find out more information?
Yeah, you can go on abaitofindiana.com or .org, sorry, and you'll be able to find all the information you need to know. There's memberships on there. If you decide you want to learn how to ride, we got classes in Fort Wayne, South Bend, all over the state that you can take a rider's course. Is for beginners. We got classes for experienced riders too. You'd be surprised what you don't know.
Sure. Yeah. You don't know what you don't know.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Awesome. Anything else?
No, I mean, just the biggest thing is, man, you know, just
be aware.
Yeah. Keep an eye out for us.
Yeah.
Look twice. You riders out there, you know, you got to have your head's got to be on a swivel there. You got to pay attention to all the cars too.
Yeah.
You know, it's not always the car's fault, man. Yeah. We got to take our responsibility too.
That's right. Well, Donnie, I appreciate you coming by again. For more information, check out abaitonline.org.
Yep. And we got a Facebook page, Kosciuszko County Abait, online, and you can check us out. We have meetings once a month. More than welcome to come just look, check us out. Fill in a seat. We have a really good crowd, nearly 30, 35 members every meeting. So, yeah.
Great. Well, Donnie, it was great seeing you. Best of luck and looking forward to hearing the blessing on your motorcycle.
Okay,
so we'll be in touch soon.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys having us.
Yep. Have a great day.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.